Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, June 12th, 2014. And this is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about what is trending now, the 2014 World Cup.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com. Put your flags up in the sky, and wave them side to side.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about soccer, the 2014 World Cup.
And tonight, definitely, we know that the FIFA World Cup will finally get underway when Brazil kick off against Croatia in the Arena Corinthians in Sao Paulo. That is Brazil.
It is the culmination of a seven-year build-up to football's global showpiece, which has been plagued, though, by mass protests about the estimated $11 billion cost of staging the tournament and concerns that stadiums and crucial infrastructure would not be ready for the kickoff. Gibbs,
what do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our WhatsApp number is 1-202-465-0318. Yes, so kunjalo game 482.
Wonguka Gibbs nasi tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezve mitambo ye World Cup iri kutanga nasi. Yeah, tinoti official opening ceremony yato tanga izvezvi ku Sao Paulo. Kuri kutambwa mitambo yekutanga pakati pe Croatia ne Brazil. Imo mugroup imomo ndo mune Ghana zvakare. Same group iroro rine Brazil. Ghana inova iri kutarisirwa nevakawanda mu Africa kuti ingangoendawo kumberi. Kune matimu akati mana mashanu eku Africa ya iyo Ghana, Ivory Coast, kune Algeria, kotiwo Nigeria ne Cameroon.
So sizwile ke ukuthi sokuqalisela khona ngale loba nje kulokuxoxozela blessing ukuxoxozela lokhu abantu bakhonona phela bathi konoko kwenziwa iBrazil ukuthi abalungisa imgwaqo abalungisa lutho kodwa nxa sokubuya World Cup sebephosela imali. So abantu bajayitoyito yokunyongaza kubona kodwa sizwa kuthi hayi amapolice ngazana asebenza ukuthi bebantu bengenzani. Yeye nxa sisikhangeleke khonoko ke umdlalo okukhona namhlanje siyakwazi ukuthi ke kule iBrazil ingqikelana le Croatia khona ngale ke stadium esiyaziwa esikolo ese Corinthians. So ke sifuna ukwazi ukuthi kubalandeli bebhola ukuthi kambe kuyaphuma ithini khonoko njalo lokuthi sikhangele nje ibhola ngwalo ka 2014 ukuthi lingabe limenjani. So ke siyakwazi ukuthi iCroatia le iyajaya layo bese kubuya lamanye amaqembu aseAfrica akhona apho ke Cameroon, Ghana, Nigeria, Ivory Coast. Lazo ungazani ziyathintita void azidlali kanjani.
And I think we have our first guest Muzondiwa Mugadza, former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper. Lazy Muzo, they called him because he used to walk like a dazgali. Lazy Muzo, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, gentlemen.
And thank you so much for joining us, Lazy Muzo. The opening match will be very shortly, Brazil against Croatia. What are your thoughts about this match, the opening match for this 2014 World Cup?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. But given that Brazil are at home, I'm sure they'll be, you know, they'll be shared on by millions back home. So it's for them to, you know, to win the game. But it can be tricky as well with the Croatians. They can be difficult to beat. But I'll put my mind on Brazil.
Mm. Now, so if ever you are, let's say, playing at home and you hear that outside the stadium, your own fans are protesting and doing all these kind of things, what happens on the field of play?
To be honest, I mean, it doesn't affect any footballer. I remember there was one time at National Sports Stadium, the groundsmen were protesting that we shouldn't be training and all that. Mm-hmm. But in the end, we went to play on and we won our game. But I don't think it does affect it. It's sad in the sense that, I mean, like, you know, your fellow countrymen, you know, they're protesting. Fair enough, they've got their own, concerns for them to be protesting. But it's not nice, given the platform that the World Cup is watched by millions, I mean, all over the world. So it's... Mm-hmm. I don't think it will affect anything.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at Brazil. No doubt they have one of the most exciting players in the world in Neymar. He's young. He plays his trade for Barcelona in Spain. He played for a number of years, of course, in Brazil. And many are putting a lot on this young man's shoulders. Do you think Neymar is going to deliver the World Cup for Brazil?
I think on that one, it's a bit unfortunate because he's still young. It's in a similar case, like, you know, as Rooney. Mm-hmm. When Rooney has been, like, you know, everything has been put on his shoulders. Neymar is good, but I don't think he will win the World Cup on his own. Mm-hmm. I think Brazil, if to win the World Cup or to proceed to the next stages, I'm sure it will be, you know, a team effort. Neymar will play his part. Mm-hmm. But and to think he can win the World Cup or outperform other guys on in the Brazilian team, I don't think it will happen.
Mm. Now, when we look at pressure, Mr. Mukaza, in most cases, when a team is playing at home, it is under very serious pressure. So at this particular moment, we know that Brazilians are under serious pressure to actually deliver the goods. So at the end of the day, how do you absorb that kind of pressure as a player?
That's a tricky question, to be honest, James. There is pressure, immense pressure for that matter. There is immense pressure. I mean, like you said previously, that, I mean, like, you know, you've got people protesting outside the stadium, you know, with all the political issues and, you know, economics as well. And then you've got, like, you know, people that are cheering you to win the games. So, you know, if they were to win the World Cup, say, for instance, if they were to win the World Cup, I think it will probably bring people together. Mm-hmm. But if they were to lose, I think there will be more protests that will probably go in the streets because Brazilian people want to show the world that they're suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So the pressure is there, but that's one thing for sure. But how you can absorb it, that's another question. Probably, you know, by winning games, maybe that will probably bring them, you know, the whole nation together again by winning games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think we are being joined by our second sports analyst, Muziwetu Hadebe. Muzi, good evening.
Very good evening, Andy. Good evening to the listeners.
Mm, how is the mood like in Zimbabwe at the moment?
Everyone is looking forward to the World Cup. Everyone is looking forward to the 12th of June, and it's good to see that right now, the opening ceremony is just underway,
mm-hmm.
and everyone looking forward to the first match. The host expected to win that particular tie so that in Group A, they can go through as one of the qualifiers, hopefully alongside Cameroon. But it's quite a difficult one for Cameroon because there's Mexico. Mexico always force to reckon with, at least to try and sail through to the next stage of the World Cup. So lots of expectations from the Zimbabwean soccer fans.
Mm, indeed, and most soccer fans in Zimbabwe, they know Chicharito, who plays for Manchester United, now playing, of course, for Mexico in the World Cup, is one of the faces that they do recognize. And it's in that same group of Croatia, Ghana, and also Mexico, like Muzi is saying. But Muzi, who do you pick to win the World Cup? I know it's too early.
Yeah, it's too early. Like I said, many people expect Brazil, maybe Mexico, but would love Cameroon to sail through from that particular group. And when you look at Group B, there is Spain and the Netherlands, Chile and Australia. And one would fancy Spain and the Netherlands are doing very well in that particular group to sail through. But there are no small teams in World Cup, so anything can still happen. And then in the next group, that's when there's Colombia, Greece, Cote d'Ivoire, and Japan. And here you would want Cote d'Ivoire to sail through, but Colombia, they have always shown Greece have done very well, even in the European Cup, and I expected to do well as well. So it's quite an interesting group, when, especially when you have another group that is having England and Italy in the same group, in Group D. So to make predictions in that particular group, it becomes tricky, especially when there's Uruguay. We all know what Uruguay have achieved over the years. Then comes the Switzerland, Ecuador, France, and Honduras. One would expect France and Switzerland to do well here, but Ecuador have always come up with one or two surprises. So it becomes very difficult, but it will be determined by the groups. You're looking at Argentina, Nigeria in the same group. I've always been a fan of Holland. They've often disappointed me, but I fancy that this time they might just do well and surprise many people and go all the way. So I'll put my money on Holland to do it, and hoping that this time they won't disappoint me.
And I think we are also being joined by our third analyst, Mo Moyo. Mo, good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Mo, we have a number of world-class players. We are talking here about the great Ronaldo for Portugal, Messi, the little wizard from Argentina, and Mo, some are saying that, you know, the best strategy for Argentina is not like 4-4-2 formation, 5-3 formation, whatever, whatever. It should just be give the ball to Messi and get out of the way. Would that strategy work?
I think that strategy didn't work in 2010 for Argentina when Maradona tried to do that. I think the Argentinian team is very talented going forward. Their midfield and attack is very, very good. But their accuracy and the major problem that they have always faced is their defense. They can sort out their defense. They can beat anyone any day. But I don't think they should rely only on Messi, and they shouldn't put too much pressure on him. As we have seen, he played the 2006 World Cup. He didn't do so well. 2010, South Africa, he didn't do so well. So I don't think they should put too much pressure on him. The same with Portugal. Unfortunately, for Cristiano Ronaldo, he's not surrounded by the
great
kind
players.
Of quality that Messi has. Yeah, but probably they'll be able to go through to the second round. They may just be able to go to the next round. But I don't think these guys are going to be that much of make that much of an impact at the World Cup.
Thank you so much, Mo. Of course, Gibbs, Mo, they're saying that Messi's do-it-yourself kit might not be effective.
Yeah, we know that you know, in a game you depend on other players.
Mm-hmm.
So if let's say you get a very good defender,
mm-hmm.
and you tell him take that game, that guy out of the game,
mm-hmm.
not to crash on him, but to mark him out totally. Mm-hmm. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I still remember when we were playing mm-hmm. our own soccer mm-hmm. and our
plastic
own
football.
No, somewhere else. So, you know, we used to be told by our coaches, okay, mm-hmm. go for that guy, mark him out, and do exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some good defenders these days who can actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Messi is one guy who is very crafty.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, he can do anything.
Mm-hmm. I remember the days of Maradona. It was not called the Argentina national team. It was Maradona and 10 others.
That's right. And Pele, too, it was the same story with Pele. You know, when that guy had the ball, you know magic is going to be there anytime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still remember when he described the way he dribbled past the England defenders.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I took one guy out. I saw Nel that was looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
I went around him,
mm-hmm.
saw the other guy, mm-hmm. dummied him, and then went for the goal.
Mm-hmm.
He made it, you know.
He did.
That's
brilliant.
How he played. Yeah. So now, let's come back to you, Mzondiwa. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Let's talk briefly about today's game in terms of having good players in the Croatian side. We've got a player like Luka Modric who plays for, you know, Real Madrid. So at the end of the day, this is a player that can do anything in the midfield. And at the end of the day, he can create very good chances for his club. So can we rule them out of this game today?
To be honest, I mean, you've got big name players. I mean, they can turn the game. I mean, turn the game on anytime. But you know, with the national teams, it can be different as well. You know, those big name players, they become non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes more or less like a money game, where you know, if on the day somebody's hot, then things will happen. But then I think it's one of those we just have to wait and see, and hope we enjoy the game.
Mm-hmm. Before we go to our first caller, of course, Brazil, Gibbs, there's the ghost of 1950 when they lost to Uruguay in the final.
Yes.
The match was actually played in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
The nation has never forgotten that. So it's
they
kind
still
of
remember
something
it,
that they need to correct. Of course, that was the World Cup match that was watched by most people. 174,000 people were in attendance. It has never
happened yes.
After that, you know. But
mm-hmm.
so Brazil is hoping that they'll exercise
that kind
that
of cost,
so to speak.
Yeah.
Let's go to our first caller, Mr. Gumbo in Shabani. Mr. Gumbo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you,
Blake? I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The funny thing about the Croatia-Brazil soccer match,
mm-hmm.
it's going to cause an international upheaval.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Croatia is going to win. This is what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this feeling. And if Brazil loses,
mm-hmm.
then I think Chimurenga.
Mm-hmm.
In the world. So I'm afraid let's just hope they draw or something, but not to lose. If they lose, we are in trouble. The whole world will come a fire.
Mm-hmm. Have you visited Prophet Chiza? Who is telling you this? About that Croatia is going to win. Is it Madzibaba or Prophet Chiza?
I see Baba Chukwa.
I was waiting for that.
So, who do you tip? Who do you tip to win this year's World Cup? Yes, who is going to win the World Cup this year?
Hello.
Yes.
I'm putting my money on Nigeria, that's for sure.
Oh, Nigeria.
Yeah.
No, Mr. Gumbo, thank you so much for your time.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, Mr. Gumbo is very optimistic. He thinks Nigeria is going to win. I like that optimism.
That's very good. Maybe he consulted some of the topmost prophets on earth. We've got TB Joshua. We've got maybe he talked to TB Joshua, or maybe Baba Chiza. You know, he mentioned the person that he says told him that. Yeah. He says Baba Jugo. So
let's go to Mo. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Blessings.
Yes, Spain is on the verge of making history if it wins this World Cup. Of course, they are the holders. They won in South Africa in 2010. And, you know, they've got very, very good players, you know, who play for Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Atletico Madrid. What are Spain's chances here?
I think, for starters, I'm also supporting Spain to win the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they are not at their best at the moment, considering that the core of their team is Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, I think, about 8 players from Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Barcelona didn't do so well in the last season.
Mm-hmm.
And that is also going to be reflected in the way they are playing. They are going to, Spain is playing. But I think if Diego Costa comes to the party, I think he's going to be the main man for Spain. Because they've always been able to create chances.
Uh-huh.
And if Diego Costa is in good form, they should pull through and be able to retain the trophy. I'm waiting for them to retain the trophy.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Mo. Gibbs.
Now, let's come back to you, Mr. Hadebe. Let's talk about the group of death. That is, I'm told that Mr. Hadebe is not there. I'll come to you, Mr. Mukaza. It's called a scene to see it. Group D is called the group of death. Gula Germany, Portugal, Ghana, USA. And what we know about Germany is you can never go past that defense. Also, we are in Portugal. It's got very skillful players. By a chai polozoyo. Also, we USA like Tanzania, pika, lapa la lapa. So, ke uwanja njani, we apuma njani kompana. Ez zakapansi ipi njalo zangomba ipi kompana. Kugroup G angon.
Yeah. It's a man who come and be the I think he's there with the thing of the past. It's a new German. They are right. They are disciplined in that sense when they defend. But I think they are later. I think that's later. And in Portugal, while looking at his strike force here, well, it's potent strike force. Well, Ronaldo is dangerous, everybody. But we are Mazu is dangerous. So it's not about a cool glass. I mean, it could be an hour later, but if you can in a Pumeli Pambil, then it will be good for African football.
Yeah, what I want to say, in 2010, I can't get a quarter finals. What you can be in up in the photo, it was a Gonoco, Mumboroco?
Because what we call the platform. Nobody believes what you want to can continue from where they left last time. So I'm very confident that you're going to have a young squad, and most of them are in Europe. So, I don't think it's anything
new. Yes, I was a colleague. Was I going to change a bit any position? Whom to announce me in
here? I mean, I think.
Who else?
Yeah,
could you take me back to the studio? But I'm going to have to go to my manager.
Regatin, the Gunam Koma F. Yes, Kukariba Magadi. Kuri say Kariba, Murukupi, Kunzui. Kunyamunga.
Kukariba. Ya Kunyamunga. Nyamunga 3.
Okay, Nyamunga 3. Murukuona say Mtambu World Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, Mtambu World Cup, Mtambu, Yandilona kundu ichasadza zvokuti. Tichitarisira huku chikombe ne Mtambu ine tournament yechiona 2019. But imwe nyaya tinogona kungoti ichagona kuita sei notikanganisei va tariri kana kuti vanofarira nabo nyaya yenguva akanyanyisa data asi sine yazvo nguva hataikwanisa kuzvitarisa zvakanyanyisa kuti
mitambo yose ndinogona kuona kunge ichange iri mitambo inotifadza ipakanyaya.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Pamuri ndo pane noise here mukoma Evias?
Yeah,
okay. Saka imi muri kutarisira kuti ndi chipi chikwata chichahwina?
Pamutambo wekutanga uyu ndinoona kunge Brazil zvaine inogona kutungamira.
Ko vanohwina World Cup ndeanani?
Vanohwina World Cup tichida kutarisa yedu pamutambo yose ichatambwa. Brazil hongu vazhinji tinogona kupredicta kuti Brazil ndiyo yagara ine nyanzvi hwekutora mukombe. But ndinoona kunge gore rineri zvinenge zvakati dzorei Brazil yachizotora mukombe, but mukombe uchazotorwa neimwe yotimu but isati iri Brazil.
Ipi yacho ivaimataura kuti timu yenyu ndeiyi? Hatindi kuzoti mangwana muti ndakangoti imwe timu. Mukoma Evias, mukoma Evias obva vaenda vasati vapedza kutaura.
Iye nyakumbula nxasa sibheja ibhola blessing kwapana sikipa imali ube suti iyami team iliya. So that thing avele win yati iyo kade ngikhuluma le. So ungadliwanga. You had to call umnumzane Evias. So sesizwe ke umnumzane Moyo ose Johannesburg. Baba Moyo ungawuthona njani?
Ah ngiyaphila tibe mntasiyami kanjani ku?
Ah kula next lapha wena unjani kodwa?
Hayi ngiyancenga nje kuphela sibona nje le vibe ye-World Cup nje sesifikile.
Akusitshethi ukuhamba njani khonapho ke eJohannesburg? Ungaphi njalo uzalibukela ungaphi ibhola?
Mina ngise-Alexander lapha. Hhayi namhlanje ngisemsebenzini ngikhudile impela ngizukulibona nje ngelapha. Hhayi but ngizobe ngilimamele ekuthi hhayi nginethemba impela ichiza be-World Cup enemphumela emihle kakhulu.
Ye, so ungathi nxa sukhangela i-World Cup yonke ezanqoba sibili iphume sibili jaya eziningi yiphi yakhona?
Mina ngokubona kwami I think in between iBrazil neSpain, one of the teams kunenye ezonqoba. Ngingeze ngasho ngoba nje since imanje siqala but sizokwazi ukupredicta kahle laphana seziphakathi yabona. But for now I can Brazil or Spain.
So ke kona ngapho ibhola labe libukela ngaphi nxa ungekho emsebenzini ngikhaya kumbe kwejisa labanye kwenye indawo?
Since abedlala ebusuku dube inkinga impela yileyo but especially abo 6 ayizabe siwabona ezipotini lapho. Since nawe yazi ivibe ukuthi nxa libaningi yabona ukuthi iba kanjani leyo nto.
Yes, so qhubeka.
But uma ngibhekile hayi kuma-African teams heyi kunokunzima especially Ghana kangiyibone siya kuphi nkosi yami because nje uma ngibhekile igroup yakhona hayi inzima empeleni yazi.
Ehe, kungazali iyaphutsha nzima.
Hayi yona vele nje kulast 16 angithembe empeleni yabona nje hayi iGhana bayibulele but iNigeria hayi yona ingconywana igroup yakhona but ngathi generally nje kwe-World Cup ama-underdogs ngathi iColombia.
Yebo phela.
Ya, yiwo ama-underdogs impela.
Ukuthi ngapho
asephezu amathimu amaningi kakhulu.
Ubonike uyitshayele mfowethu. Otherwise siyabonga kakhulu Mnumzana Moyo. Kona ngapho ke Alexander.
Hayi, uhloniphani khona laphana eGwanda Dube.
Uhloniphani, hayi sengikukhumbulile Mnumzana.
Okay, thank you kakhulu.
Mbongela kakhulu hloniphani. Ye, what my homeboy is saying here is that, he's sorry about Ghana. It is in a very difficult group. And this is the group that is called the group of death. So it's sad, really. But it's banking on Nigeria. Says things may happen.
Interesting. And of course, Brazil have won it more than any other country. They've won it 5 times. Italy, 4 times. West Germany, now Germany, about 3 times. Mzondiwa, please stay on the line. We are going to take just a short break and we'll be back. And for our radio listeners, please go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We are streaming live. This is